Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Paul, with wise words to the Romans today. Be happy with those who are happy, weep with those who weep. Life is full of times of happiness and times of sadness, and we are called as Christians to live our lives amongst people. We live our lives as Christ lived his life, with those who are enjoying, as at the wedding of Cana, and those who are mourning or are pushed out of society, as we read throughout the New Testament and the Gospels. We are Christians, we live our lives for God, and we show God's love to all. And Paul is telling to the Romans, bless those who persecute you, don't curse them, pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. And we have to put aside for today's verse those things which might stop us being happy with people who are happy and weeping with those who weep. We can too often in our own nature, in who we are, be jealous when people are happy, thinking some people just don't deserve it. But actually, those people are individuals made in the image of God with their own lives, their own callings. And whether they know Christ or not, we should be happy for them. And the same with when they weep, whether it's through bad news, through the death of a loved one, or just because they are sad. We shouldn't judge the situation that they are in, especially if they put themselves in that situation. We should walk alongside with them, helping them to understand if they made a wrong decision, helping them to understand that, and then to move on in their lives that they may never repeat. Too often in the world, it's so easy to judge people and make them known. Yes, we have this instinct to tell them, you shouldn't have done this. And sometimes there's a time and place. But you know, when we come alongside people in their lives and we live those emotions with them, that they actually do listen to us more. So if we're weeping when they are weeping for the situation that they are in, not being judgmental about things, we can then speak to them about that in the future, because they are listening to us. There's a bond that has been created. And in happiness, some people, you know, they could win the lottery or something. That's a big example, but it could be a promotion at work, and people would be jealous of that and resent them. But, you know, we can, as Christians, it might be that they got the job in front of us, but to celebrate with them, and knowing that God's got a bigger plan, and they might be really surprised. Why, you know, I got the job over you. Why are you celebrating with me? Why not be happy for them? Yes, we have our own emotions, but maybe we might find someone who will weep with us. But we're being happy with them, and we build up that trust and friendship. And ultimately, what's it all about? Well, it's about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, about people coming to know God. The time we spend on earth is so short and so quick that we should put aside those things as not necessarily important in the grand scheme of things. The big picture is for people to come to know Jesus and to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. Now, if someone get a job promotion in front of us, or even winning the lottery, and we're celebrating with them, not for any of our own benefit, by the way, but we're just celebrating because it's a great moment, then those people will say, you know what, so many people have been horrible about this, and yet you've been so gracious and so happy. Why? Well, why? Because that's what we're called to do as Christians. And so let us live our lives amongst people, being happy when people are happy and weeping when they weep, because there is a far greater thing than being judgmental or jealous. There's a greater thing called the gospel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we can be happy when people are happy and weep with people when they weep. And when we find those times difficult, may your Holy Spirit help us. Amen.